Now, the estuary is then at the boundary between the low ionic strength river water and the high ionic strength seawater. We end up with a strong ionic gradient then as we move into the estuarine zone. The seawater, you remember, has got a higher density than the freshwater due to the presence of the 35 grams per litre of salts that are present in it. The salinity is our best indication of the amount of mixing that's going on between the river water and the seawater. It's a very easy parameter to mix, and it's indicative of all of the iron concentrations, because we've seen already that the concentration of ions in the ocean is quite invariant around the globe. So if we're trying to measure the amount of mixing of seawater into a freshwater, if we just track salinity, then it'll be indicating all of the other ions that are present in seawater as well for how they're mixing with the river water. The estuary then, with a strong ionic gradient in it, is going to first of all trap suspended solids, because as the river water hits the tidal water, at some point the water velocity will drop to zero. And so anything that's heavy that's been suspended will stop moving, and at that point it drops out. The amount of suspended solids is large, around 0.5 gram per litre of incoming water down the rivers. And then the breakdown of that was 80% of that material that's travelling, this is our inorganic fraction here, rather, is in 80% of that is suspended solids, 20% of it is dissolved solids. So this is our 0.5 gram of dissolved and suspended inorganic material that's coming off our bedrock that's being abraded by the action of the river water.